And good morning, brother and sister.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
And today is Father's Day.
今天是父亲节。
And our Father in heaven, Thomas, he'll bless us.
我们天上的父亲应许他要祝福我们。
In the Bible, that is around 500 times talking about love.
在圣经里面，大概有500次的机会讲到呢，神爱我们。
And in the number two actually is peace.
那第二个圣经里面讲到的呢，是平安。
It occurs possibly around 420 times.
那平安这个词呢，出现过大概420次。
In the King James Version.
在这个钦定本里面。
So we know God is a God of peace.
我们的神呢，神是一个sorry, I didn't hear the last word.
God of peace.
神是一个平安的神。
That is the most important concept after God is love.
这是一个除了神是爱之外最重要的一个概念。
The gospel is the gospel of peace.
我们今天的福音是一个平安的福音。
That's in Ephesians chapter 6.
在以弗所书第六章讲到。
God of peace, as which mentioned in the Bible, it occurs in many instances. So that is an important concept for us to learn.
所以因为这个平安这个词呢，在圣经里面出现这么多次，是我们需要来学习的。
God want us to have his love, and God want us to have his peace.
神要我们有他的爱，也要有他的平安。
Let's look at the blessings from the Bible. Let's look at the Gospel of John, chapter 1.Verse 12 to 13.
今天我们先从约翰福音第一章十二到十四节来看看。
We would like Pastor Wen to read that because I'm going to put the English on top too.
是约翰福音第一章十二节到十四节。这里讲到呢，就是说方接待他的人，就是信他名的人。他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Thank you, Pastor Wen. Verse 12 talking about really clearlyThat we are the children of God once we believe.
这里约翰清楚地讲到，当我们信的时候呢，我们就成为神的儿女。
And this becoming children of God is not a matter of the natural descent or human decision or anyone's will, but is born of God.
那这成为神的儿女呢，不是因着我们属于哪个家族，从哪里生，也不是人的意志决定，而是从神而生的。
The Bible says that he gave us the power and the right to become children of God.
圣经这里特别的讲到呢，他就赐给我们权柄和能力做神的儿女。
It's a power, supernatural power of God. We receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
这是一个能力，从神通过圣灵赐给我们的，是一种超自然。
When we say apart, Father is from the Holy Spirit in us.
当我们呼叫神阿爸父的时候呢，这是圣灵在我们的里面在工作。
And Jesus said the same thing when Jesus, in John chapter, 16:33.
在约翰福音十六章第三节，耶稣讲到同样的事情。
16:23 talking about in this world we have trouble, we have obstacle, we have all kind of problem.
那里讲到呢，他说你们在这世界上呢会有苦难，但是在我里面呢会有平安。
In me you have peace because.I have overcome the world.
但是你在我里面有平安，你们可以放心，我已经胜了这个世界。
Overcome means he has the power to overcome the evil, so we will become the children of God.
胜过这个世界，意思就是说他有能力，完全的能够来
overcoming is a power，
战胜这样一个世界，这是一个能力。
David's overcoming is a power。
大卫是一个得胜者。
So this is not done, by.Human is the supernatural power of God that we become the children of God, and we have peace.
这不是人能做到的，而是通过神赐给的超自然的能力，我们能够做到。所以我们心里面有平安。
And in the John 14:27, and this is not the peace.The world gave you is the peace from God is a different peace, different kind of peace.
在约翰福音十四章，耶稣也讲到，我所赐给你的平安不是这世界赐给你的，这是一个不同的平安。
Is the kind of peace that is in chaos, in suffering, you still have peace.
那这种平安呢，就是说在混乱的世界上面。在苦难里面，你仍然会有的平安。
And that's the true peace from God means in all the situation we are in all kind of people we are facing, we still have the peace of God because Jesus has won it for us.
这是神赐的平安，不管在什么样的环境之中，面对什么样的人群，我们在耶稣基督里面。都有这样的平安，这是从耶稣而来的。
So that is a power of God that is born of God. That's why we have the unconditional peace.
这是神赐给的平安，我们是从神而生的，所以我们有这样一个无条件的这样一个神的能力和平安在我们的里面。
So today's topic is about we are the peacemaker.We shall be called the children.
今天我们的题目呢，我们就是要讲，我们是和平的使者，是人和睦的人。
And so, we shall be called the children of God.
就是使人和睦的人有福了，你们要
成为神的儿子。Matthew chapter 5:8.
这是在
chapter 5:9.
在这个马太福音第五章第九节讲到的。
Okay, we'll turn to Matthew chapter 5:9. We have already explored the first seven beatitudes. Now it comes to the number 8 of the beatitudes.
那我们前面讲过八福里面的七福，现在是第八福。
It says right here, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God or sons of God.
就是世人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
So that's eternally blessed. When Jesus said that, it's always eternally blessed.
当耶稣这样讲的时候呢，这是在永恒里面都是赐福给我们的。
Are the peacemaker?
那就是那些世人和睦的人呢，有福了。
And in New Testament, it specifies very clearly not only peacemaker, but peace lover, peace creator, peace keeper.
那这个世人和睦的人呢，可以说是爱和平的人，也可以说是守和平的人，是创造和平的人。
And in this case, we know this is very important because that is after love, this is the most important concept of the Bible. God is God of peace. We are the children of peace.
我们知道就是说这在圣经里面是除了爱以外最重要的一个概念，我们要称为神的儿女，是一个和平之子。
So as we mentioned before, it occurs 420 times and love only occurs around 500 times, so very close to love.
刚才讲到呢，就是说它出现了420多次，爱呢出现了500多次，所以跟爱很接近。
So that's why we must learn how to be peaceful with our family, our wife and husband, our children.
所以这是非常的重要，我们学习要在家里面和我们的妻子、丈夫、儿女和平的来相处。
How to create peace in our workplace.In the society and with the government.
在我们工作的地方，在社会上来创造一个和平的环境。
How to continue to maintain peace with God.
也要学习怎么样持续的来保守和神之间的这样一个和平。
So we'll talk about that later, in the seven relationships.Of our life.
那以后有机会我们会讲到在我们生命里面的七种不同的关系。
Yeah, we'll talk about it later in this sermon.
就是在今天讲到的晚一点我们会讲到。
Now let's turn to Romans chapter 5. We'll look at how Paul explained about.The Christian truth in our life. Chapter 5:1-5.
在罗马书第五章一到五节呢，保罗就讲到我们怎么样在这个过一个基督徒的生活。
And we would like Pastor Wen to read that, chapter 5:1-5.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督与神相合，我们又借着他因信进入现在所占的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
The first thing becoming a Christian is that we receive peace unconditionally.
认识主的第一件事情呢，就是我们无条件的接受了神给我们这样一个和平在我们的里面，平安在我们的里面。
As Jesus said, we shall be called the children of God.
所以这个耶稣讲到呢，我们渐被称为神的儿子。
Now we are at peace with God because in Jesus Christ through the work of Jesus.
那么今天和神相合，是因着耶稣基督所做的工作。
Through faith And we are justified. We now, we have eternal peace, not just temporary peace, eternal peace with God.
所以今天呢，就说是通过这个信心呢，我们有这个永久的平安，永远的平安。
And God is the Father of peace. Now we are the princes of peace, prince or princess of peace.
上帝是平安之父，我们是平安的这个王子。
And so the first thing we must grasp.Is that the, now we are in this position is the power of God unconditionally the Holy Spirit gave us peace.
就是今天呢我们站在神的恩典里面呢我们要不断的来就说持续在圣灵里面拥有这样的平安。
Verse 2,We talk about we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God.
这里讲到呢，我们有欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Not only that, we also rejoice in our suffering.
不仅如此，而且我们在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
Because we know the suffering will produce perseverance.
因为我们知道患难生忍耐。
So, in this passage, Paul associates peace with joy.
所以在这一段里面呢，保罗把这个平安和喜乐连在一起。
Joy and peace in the Bible, especially New Testament, always come together.Like the fruit of spirit is love, joy, peace.
在圣经里面，特别是在新约里面，喜乐和平安常常一起出现，作为圣灵的果子。
So we have the Holy Spirit. That's why we have joy and peace.
因为我们有圣灵在我们的里面，所以我们有喜乐和平安。
So when we are at peace of God, we will rejoice even in our suffering.
所以这里讲到呢，我们有喜乐和平安，即使在患难之中也有。
The children of God is children of peace. They enjoy at all time the peace of God, even in adversity.
所以生的儿女呢，不光是在什么情况下，都会来享受圣赐的喜乐和平安，甚至在这个患难之中。
So the first lesson we learn is that the,When we are at peace of God, we will be at peace with our circumstances.
所以呢，第一件事情我们学会的就是我们和神呢相合和平。完了以后呢，和我们周围的环境呢就有和平。
Today we talk about three kind of pieces, three kind of peace.
今天我们要讲三种的平安。
The first one is that when we are at peace of God, we will make peace in all situations. In all situations.
当我们和神有这个和平的时候呢，我们在各种状况下，我们都会来创造和平。
We are peacemaker in all situations.
我们称为世人和睦的人，是创造平安的人。
在任何一个状况 We have the power of peace in all circumstances.
我们有这种平安的一种能力，不管在任何的状况下。
As the biblical principle is that the, not only God gave us the peace, we will continue to make the effort to have peace with the environment and the circumstances.
圣经里面有这样一个原则，就是神不但赐给我们这样一种平安的能力，而且我们会借着这个能力呢，会来创造平安，不论在什么样的环境里面。
The first kind of peace will, result in perseverance.
第一种的平安呢，就是从这样一个忍耐里面出来的。
You produce perseverance, becoming rejoiced even in the tough time.
就患难生忍耐，在忍耐里面，即使在这个不容易的环境里面，我们照样可以来欢欢喜喜。
So we must at peace and pray to God in all situations.
所以我们在任何一个状况下，我们都要向神来祷告，我们要有这样的平安。
Philippians chapter 4 talking about we not only rejoice and we pray at the same time, the God of peace will guard our heart in Jesus Christ.
在腓立比书第四章呢，就讲到我们不仅仅要有这样的平安，而且让这样的平安呢，在我们的心里面要来做主。
And God will guard our heart in Jesus Christ. It's a supernatural, it's a power again.
让神呢，以神的这个平安来引导我们的心，这也是一种超自然的能力。
This is a supernatural. We must pray for it because this is something God wants us to talk to Him about. In tough time, do not worry. Just pray, present your case to God. God will guard your heart in Jesus Christ. Guard your heart is actively is done by the Holy Spirit and God.
所以呢，就是说在任何一个困难的状况下面呢，让神来保守我们的心，圣灵会来保守我们的心。So Duncan, could you just maybe preach sentence by sentence?
Oh, I see.
It's easier for me to translate. I'm getting older sometimes.
Okay.
Focus.
Yeah. Me too. I'm talking longer.
okay.
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4. Talking about how we must face the tough times and how we deal with them.
At
peace in all situations.
第四章呢，就有讲到我们怎么样来拥有平安，而且来怎么样在不同的环境里面要来处理不同的环境。
So we'll read it in Chinese by Pastor Wen.
我们首先就用中文来读。So from which verse to which verse?
Verse 4 to verse 7.
Okay.
And verse 10 and chapter 4, Philippians chapter 4.
第四、第七节，第四到七节到第十节。
Yeah.
你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经尽了。应当一无挂虑。只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将我们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。第十节。
And thank you.
靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心，如今又发生，你们向来思念我，只是没有机会。
Keep going, please.
OK, 我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
And Elvin, can you turn to Verse 19, so Pastor Wen can read that too, to verse 19. That's a promise.
那我们再次读十九节，这是一个应许。我的神必照着他丰盛荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里，使你们一切所需用的都充足。
So the power of God talking about here first will guard our heart.
那神的这个能力呢，在这里第一个讲到的就是要来保守我们的心，引导我们的心。
Give us peace.
想要给我们平安。
In all circumstances.
在所有的状况环境里面。
As a result, we have joy too, even in tough time.
那作为一个这样一个结果呢，就说我们不共甚至在非常糟糕的环境里面，我们还会有喜乐。
Regardless of the situation, true peace is constantly.
那不管是环境如何呢，这样平安啊，真正的平安呢，是一种不间断的平安。
In all situations, Paul talking about in good times and bad times, he's still very peaceful and joyful and content. Means peace, content with one another.
无论在任何一个情况下面，这真正的平安呢，它是不间断的，啊，随时随地都让我们有平安有喜乐。
Verse 13 emphasizes one more time that is the power of God. I can do all things.
那十三节呢，再次的讲到是靠着神的能力，凡事都能做。
If we can put our faith in God, verse 19 is a promise.
如果我们能够把我们的信心放在主的里面的时候呢，十九节就是我们得到的应许。
The God of peace and joy will meet all your needs according to his riches in Jesus Christ.
这里就是赐平安喜乐的神呢，他按照他荣耀的丰富呢，在基督耶稣里面使你们一切所需用的都充足。
So as the children of peace, we focus on God, not circumstances.
所以作为平安之子呢，我们眼目盯着我们的神，我们不盯着我们周围的环境。
We must make peace with our situation and tough time and obstacle.
不管在这个糟糕的环境里面，我们要和我们的环境呢达到一个和平。
And this is the first piece we are the Paul make sure we learn. That's the first kind of peace.
这是保罗所讲的第一种的平安，我们需要学习。
To keep peace with the circumstances.
就是
no matter what.
环境呢要达到一个和睦和平。
To create peace in tough time, because God gives you the power.
在这个糟糕的环境里面呢，神会赐给我们能力，我们来创造平安。
And that's many Bible, you know, talking about this kind of peace. But we will keep going to the second peace right now.
圣经好多的经文会讲到这样一种平安，但是我们今天呢要再走到第二种平安。
So we turn back to the Romans chapter 5 again.
再次的回到罗马书第五章。
So, Paul argued or urged us. So now we have peace of God. The first thing is we must have peace with our suffering, our tough time. We must have patience.
这里呢，保罗就来继续的来这个申辩，就是说我们在患难中也会有平安。
Because peace, continuous peace requires patience.
那因为在这个平安，如果要不断的有平安的话呢，必须要有这样一个忍耐。
And patience will create character.
忍耐呢会生出这个老练，生出这个美好的性情。
So the Romans chapter 15:13 talking about trust and peace.
所以罗马书这个十三章十五章呢特别讲到这个要来信靠。
In the 15:13 talk about when you trust God, he'll fill you with joy and peace.
特别在十三、十五章上讲到，就是说，当我们这个相信、信靠主的时候呢，信靠神的时候呢，他就用平安来充满我们。
And this peace again is the power of the Holy Spirit. It will become our character.
那这个平安呢，就会生出我们圣灵给我们的果子就是我们讲到这个品格。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15, 13.
那么放到这个罗马书第十五章十三节。
Not only, yeah. So let's read that first. And Pastor Wen, please read the 15:13.
十五章十三节。但愿世人有盼望的神，因信见诸邦的喜乐平安，充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
Means the power of the Holy Spirit will send peace to our heart.
这里讲到呢，神的能力，圣灵的能力呢，会把平安放在我们的心里。
But we must do one thing.
但是我们要做一件事情。
Is to trust God, trust in Him.
我们要来信靠他。
God gave us peace. We will continue to trust God will keep us in peace.
当我们继续的来信靠他的时候，他就继续的把平安放在我们的里面。
Then the God of hope will fill us with joy and peace.
所以这个是盼望的神呢，会用平安和喜乐来充满我们的心。
Trusting and peace in the Bible probably mentioned around 30 times.
那这里讲到这个信靠呢，就是也有好多次。
When you trust, you don't have worries, and in the Bible at least 30 times.
当你信靠神的时候呢，就有了平安。这个就是有至少有三十次。
So in the second piece we're talking about when we are at peace with God, that is a gift of God. Now we must at peace with ourselves.
那第二种平安我们讲的呢，就是说当我们借着上帝能力有平安的时候呢，就是我们要和自己要达到一个和平。
So,become our character, we must continue to trust God to receive His peace. Then He'll fill us with joy and peace.
当我们劳练的时候呢，我们就要不断的去信靠神，他就借着信心，不断的用平安和喜乐来充满我们。
So we must keep peace with ourselves continually in our life.
所以我们自己的生命里面要有这样一个平安，要这个不断的在我们的生命里面。
God will continue to do that to help us, but we must put in the effort too.
那神呢，不断的会把这样一个平安放在我们的心里，但是呢，我们也要做我们自己的努力。
And it's your choice too to choose peace, as Moses said, to choose peace or choose curse, to choose to follow God.And not follow God.
那这是我们的一个选择，我们可以选择要不要平安，还是要咒诅，还是要来跟随神，还是不跟随神。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
来，我们再看看腓立比书第二章。
And verse 12 and 13.
十二到十三节，腓立比书第二章十二到十三节。
be asked to pass the mail.
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常送福的，不当我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是送福的，就当空居战兢，做成你们得救的功夫。因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，非要成就他的美意。
So two things that is general principle of the Bible. The first thing we must continue to put in the effort to obey.
那有两个原则呢，这是在圣经里面基本的原则。第一个呢，我们要常顺服。
Work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
这里见到呢，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
The original translation means carefully to obey God.
就是呢，原文里面可以说是要非常谨慎的要来顺服主。
And secondly, actually, primary, it is God who works in you to will and to act.
那主要的意思就是说，神在你的里面呢，来立志心里运行啊。
It means you must work, God will continue to work.
也就是说，你必须要来做事，神也会继续的来运行。
So we must become our character must becoming a peacemaker to create peace, to make peace, and must continue to have this character by the power of God.
所以我们的性情里面必须要有平安，也要继续不断的来依靠神，有这样的平安。
So let's go back to Romans chapter 5 again.
我们再次回到罗马书第五章。
Here, the last word, the chapter, the verse 5 is the, when we have this hope of salvation, and it's a salvation of peace, and God's love has been poured out into our heart through the Holy Spirit.
这里特别的讲到呢，就是说神是借着圣灵呢，将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里面。
Means not only God will give us peace, He will continue to empower us with love, so we will still become peaceful in everything we do.
就说神呢，就是按照他的所赐的圣灵，先把爱浇灌在我们的心里，这样我们就有了平安。
So the first kind of peace we're talking about is the when we are at peace with God, we should live at peace with other people.
这里呢，就是特别的讲到，当我们和神有平安的时候呢，和就跟别人就有了平安。
First, we will go to see Ephesians chapter 4, 3, talking about keeping unity in the church.
那在刚才的章节里面呢，也讲到，就是说怎么样在教会里面呢，保持教会里面的平安和平。
We make peace, God will help us, we'll put in the effort.
当我们成为这个和平之子的时候呢，我们愿意的时候呢，我们愿意努力，神就在里面运行。
And we ask Pastor Wen to read that Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3.
现在在讲到。Which verse?
Verse 3. Number 3.
Which chapter, which verse?
Chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4.
Ephesians chapter 4.
Verse 3. We can read verse 2 and 3 is okay. 2 and 3, 2, 3, 4 is okay. 2 to 4.
Ephesians 4, 第四章 Chapter two to 第二到第四节。
Chapter four, two to three, yeah.
Yeah.
Two to four.
方士谦虚，温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望。
Okay, God promised we have peace among us, but at the same time, we have to make the effort to keep the unity of the Holy Spirit.
那神应许赐给我们平安，但是我们要这样努力去来保守这样一种平安。
Be completely humble and gentle, patient, bear with each other and forgive each other. That is the purpose to keep peace.
那这里特别讲到呢，要用谦逊、温柔、忍耐、爱心互相宽容，这样来保守和平。
That is supreme important, supremely important in the teaching of the Bible. Make the effort.
那这在圣经的教训里面是至关重要的，就是让我们要竭力来保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
When we are say we are children of God, children of peace, we should at peace with our brothers and sisters in the church.
这里讲到呢，神给我们的平安，就是想要跟弟兄姐妹教会里面的要有平安和平。
This peace is up to you to put in the effort.To bring peace.
那这样一个平安呢，首先就是你自己要来努力，要花精力，要来达成。
It's not the church have no problem. It's you must bear with each other with love.
不是说教会没有问题，而是你要学习呢，彼此的来担当，用爱心来彼此的来担当。
Make it a priority to keep the unity, no matter what.
那就是把这个要放在一个日程上面，放在一个首要的位置呢，要来竭力保守合二为一的心。
Because that is the second most important, principle of the Bible. That is the peace. We are, the peace of God.
这是在圣经里面就是最主要的第二个，就是原则，就是我们是世人和睦的人。
And in James chapter 3, we here it talks about this is the wisdom from above.
这个在雅各书第三章讲到呢，这是从上头来的智慧。
The wisdom from above is you bring peace, you create peace, you love peace.
就是上头的。
When you are among people.
你就是在人群当中，你爱智慧，你来爱平安，创造平安。
And in Peter, in First Peter, Peter talks about you have to pursue peace.
彼得前书里面讲到，就竭力追求平和平。
Because James chapter 3 is very important, we'll turn to James chapter 3, 17 to 18, talking about the wisdom of peace.
啊，翻到雅各书第三章，十七节。
We ask Pastor Wen to read it for us.
雅各书第三章十七节十八节，唯独从上头来的智慧，先是勤节，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，夺节善果，没有偏见，没有假冒，并且是人和平的，是用和平所栽种的义果。
In verse 18, talk about sow peace means you plant peace, you create peace.
这里特别的讲到呢，就是说用和平做栽种，栽种和平。
Means in line with the concept of love, you have to bring love, create love. You have loved the unlovable. Same thing, you have make peace with the unpeaceable people.
就像爱一样，我们在没有爱的地方呢，要去爱，在爱那些不可爱的人。同样，我们要在没有和平的地方，在那些不和平的人当中，要来创造和平。
And in Corinthians chapter 14, Corinthians, First Corinthians chapter 14, talk about aim at love, pursue love.
在这个哥林多前书特别的讲到呢，要来追求和睦，追求爱。
And in First Peter, it also tells us pursue peace.
在这个彼得前书里面特别的讲到那样追求和睦。
So the wisdom from above is deliberately to create peace.Be a peacemaker.
所以呢，从天上来的这样一个智慧呢，啊，就是要来要特意的要来创造和平。
And what is not peace and the wisdom from evil and the in James chapter 3 talk about that too. James chapter 3 verse 13.
那什么样的事情不是和平的呢？在雅各书里面也讲到。
Let's read that. What is not peace? Verse 13.
Chapter
3. Verse 13.
就第三章，雅各书第三章十三节，我们讲到看，就说这个什么样的是不是从神来的智慧呢？你们中间谁是有智慧有见识的呢？他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话抵挡正道。这样的智慧不是从上头来的，那是属地的，属情欲的，属魔鬼的。在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。
So here you talk about the contrast between God's wisdom and the world, the world's wisdom. One bring peace, one does not bring peace.
这里你们要看到，就是说是两种智慧，一种是世上的智慧，一种是神的智慧。一个带下和平，另一个不带下和平。
The opposite of peace is envy, selfish ambition.And prideful.
这里就是和神的道相抵触的呢，就是一种苦毒，还有嫉妒和纷争，还有自夸，
And,
还有这些。
This kind of practice is from Satan.
就是这样的一些事情呢，是从撒旦而来。
And chapter 4:1 even more.It causes fights and quarrels.
那从第四章第一节呢，讲到你们中间的争战斗是从哪里来的呢？就是这里讲到呢，撒旦会引起我们中间的争战斗。
And also, do not covet.
这里也讲到你们不要来贪恋。
And the tenth commandment.That's only the last command talk about twice. Do not covet, do not covet. Twice means repeating. It's very important.
在这个十诫里面，最后一诫里面讲到呢，不要去贪恋，两次讲到不要贪恋，就说这是非常重要的。
And when the Bible is very Old Testament repeat, do not convert, or comfort, or holy, holy means very important thing.
就是但在旧约里面一个东西连续出现两次呢，就说这是非常重要。
First, do not convert other people's house, do not convert other people's belongings. And that will bring you worry. That's why do not convert.
那这里讲到呢，一个里面讲到呢，就是说是不要去贪恋别人的房屋，被别人的牛羊驴啊所属。
Because God's peace is very simple, live a content, peaceful, simple life.
因为神给我们的这个祝福呢是非常简单，就是让我们过一个简单平安的生活。
When it comes to dealing with people, we must simplify to focus on love, joy, peace.
所以当我们跟人相处的时候呢，我们就眼睛是光盯着，就说这个喜乐、平安和爱。
And radiate peace from our life.
在这个我们的生命里面呢，要把这个平安就来释放出来。
Aim at peace.
所以呢，让平安是成为我们的目标。
If you want to live a happy life, First Peter has an advice for you. That is, First Peter chapter 3:8-11.
在这个格林这彼得前书第三章十一节呢，特别的讲到怎么样来过一个平安的生活。
Let's read that because that's very important verses. And we ask Pastor Wen to do that. Chapter 3:8-11.
就是说，在这个是彼得前书第一章第三章第八到十一节。总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，从慈悲怜悯的心，不以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。因为经上说，人若爱生命，愿享美福，需要警止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话，也要离恶心上，寻求和睦，一心追赶。
好 ，Thank you. The summary is that the first, you must forgive each other as God forgive you. Overcome evil with good. Love the unlovable.
那第一个呢，讲到的要就说是要彼此的宽恕啊。彼此的体恤，不以恶报恶。
Then you will bring peace and blessing to the relationship.
你就会在这样一个关系里面带下平安和祝福。
Secondly, is for yourself too.
那第二个，这也是为了你自己的缘故。
You want to have a happy life, abundant life.
你要成为一个有一过一个这个。幸福的生活，一个丰富的生活呢
？Not about money. You must be content.
不是关于金钱的东西，你必须要来这个要来知足。
Verse 11, you must do good, seek peace and pursue it.
你们要来寻求和睦，一心追赶。
Also, when you talk, you must talk.In peaceful speech.
所以在讲话的时候，我们要讲和平的话语。
And also, God will listen to your prayer too.
所以主呢就会来听你的祷告。
So, the wisdom from above is that we bring peace and pursue peace and seek peace.
所以呢，从上头来的智慧就让我们就是要来一心追赶。要寻求和睦。
In all relationship with people.
在所有的关系里面都要和众人追求和睦。
First in the church.
可以听到吗？Could you repeat? Yes. First,
we must practice this in the church community.
首先我们在教会这样一个社区里面呢，我们要来去学习实践。
And secondly, we have to practice it in our home.
第二个要在我们的家里面要来实践。
And we're going to look at the seven relationship in Colossians chapter 3.
我们很快在这个格罗西书里面，我们看看这种七种关系。
How to serve each other with peace.
我们怎样 彼此在和平里面呢，彼此来服侍。
Colossians chapter 3 and 18-25.
第三章，十八章到
18-25, verse 18-25. And we are talking about the greater one.
Colossians chapter 3,
18-25.
18-25. OK, 哥罗西书第三章18-25节。你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫。这在主里面是先义的。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待她。你们做儿女的要方式听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。你们做仆人的要方式顺从你们肉身的主人，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人的喜欢，总要从心灵从心诚实敬畏主。无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的，因你们知道从主那里必得着基业为赏赐。你们所侍奉的乃是主基督，那行不义的必受不义的报应，主并不偏待人。
So there are seven relationships there. If we do it, God will reward you, not only in this life, the next life. If you don't do it, and God will bring punishment too, and because you're not practicing it, you disobey God.
这里讲到七种关系，这些七种关系里面，如果我们按照神的方法去做的时候呢，我们就会受祝福。不按照神的方法去做的时候呢，就会有神的这样一个惩罚来。那我们就是要选择是做还是不做。
So the, because of the time factor, we only focus on the 23, verse 24.
那因着时间的原因呢，我们集中在23节。
Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as if working for the law, not for humans.
这里讲到无论做什么都要从心里做，就是给主做的，不是给人做的。
Means everything you do, you're doing it for God. Anything, yeah.
做任何的事情都坐在主的面前，
including doing, speaking, thinking, all this is serving God.
不管我们的行为模式还是我们的思想意念，我们
because you are serving God, that's why you need to submit to your husband, respect your husband. The problem.In marriage relationship is that there's no respect for the husband and also no love for the wife.
那就是说因着我们主的缘故呢，我们在家里面要顺服自己的丈夫，也爱妻子。那好多的问题出在妻子不顺服自己的丈夫，丈夫也不爱自己的妻子。
So now, regardless of this, the Bible says,Regardless of respecting or loving each other, you do it for God. It's a relationship between you and God. That's why you do it to other people.
So, 不管你怎么做，你都要做在主的身上，献给主做的。
So, wife must learn how to appreciate and submit to the husband.
所以做妻子的要学习去欣赏而且顺服自己的丈夫。
Husband must learn how to love more and unconditionally about their wife.
所以丈夫呢要学习更多的用无条件的爱去爱自己的妻子。
And appreciate what she has done at home.
要学习欣赏他在家里所做的一切。
If we can in this way, in this husband and wife relation, we can appreciate each other, say thank you for each other, instead of criticizing, instead of complaining, instead of condemning.
所以，当我们在家里面能够去学习彼此的欣赏，而不是彼此的批评、指责，啊，甚至有这种彼此的来
we will have a happy
去贬低。
Then we will have a happy life.
那我们就会有一个幸福的生活。
By bringing peace to the relationship in the family.
因为这样把平安带到我们的家庭的关系里。
So you apply to parents and children, apply to everything is do it for God.
那这就是我们所做的这一切也是能够适用在我们跟孩子的关系跟其他的关系。
If you do it, that is reward. If you don't do it, that will be consequence.
如果你做就有赏赐，如果你不做也会有后果。
So the important thing now, for summarizing in one sentence, that is in chapter 3, Colossians chapter 3, verse 14 and 15.
所以保罗呢把这个总结在一句话里面，就是在第三章13到14节。
And we ask Pastor Wen to read it.
It's 13:14.
Yeah, that is the first chapter 3 and verse 14 and 15.
OK, 第三章格罗西书第三章14到15节，在这一切之外要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要从感恩的心。
Amen. Means the peace of Christ will rule your heart. Let the peace of Christ rule your heart. Is rule you means dominate you.
就是这里讲到呢，就是说要这个神的这个平安呢，在你心里面要做主。就是要
other than love, yeah. Other than love, the peace of God must rule your heart.
就是除了这个神的爱以外，要让神的平安在你的心里来做主。
Because who were called to peace.
那所以呢，我们就要来从着爱心，从着这个平安。
To be a Christian, you must have peace, bring peace, create peace, especially at home, no matter what.
所以作为基督徒呢，在家里面要创造平安。
So love and peace here to put together because that's important. When you say love and peace is the second priority, you must put it on to seek peace.
所以这里呢，爱心和这个平安常常在一起。所以我们讲到爱心的时候，也要讲平安。
And the Holy Spirit will give us joy in our life, then you have a happy life.
圣灵就会把那个喜乐呢放在我们的生命里面，让我们有一个幸福的生活。
So peace and trusting God to give us peace, and we have to work on that and put in the effort, then your life will be happy at home, happy in the church.
所以我们要努力的起来达成这一个和平，这我们就有幸福在我们的家里面，在我们的生活里面。
And happy in the workplace.
也会在我们工作的场所有平安，有幸福。
Because we don't have time, we talk, and also the Bible encourages us to submit to the government too, to have peace with the authority too.
那圣经里面也讲到要顺服在上的权柄，顺服政府。
When you have time, you can read Romans chapter 13 or 1 Peter. You're talking about.We as Christians, we are children of peace. We must submit to the government.
这个有机会的时候大家可以读这个罗马书啊的十三章，讲到怎么样来顺服在上的权柄。
Because government is an institution placed by God into our life.
因为神呢把各样的机构设立在地上，这是为了让我们的生命里面带来这个祝福平安。
So we finish three kind of peace, and each kind of peace need patience. You need to wait. You need to pray. You need to put in effort.
我们这里讲到三种平安，但这些平安呢，需要我们有忍耐。我们要把忍耐和力量放在里面，也要等候。
The first kind is we must bring peace.In all situations.
那第一种平安就是我们在各种环境里面我们要来带下平安。
Secondly, we must at peace with ourselves because God is at peace with you.
第二个呢，我们讲到呢，要我们自己要达成一个平安。
You cannot be holier than God because God accepts you. You must accept yourself.
就是说你不可能比神更加的圣洁，就是说神接纳了你，你也要接纳自己。
You must accept yourself as you are, accept other people, stay on.
你要接纳自己，按你的本相来接纳。你要接纳别人，要按照他们的本相来接纳。
The third kind of peace is you must bring peace to in all relationship.
第三种的平安呢，是你要把平安带到各种的关系里面。
That's the wisdom from above.
那这个是这个从上头来的智慧。
Instead of criticizing, complain, create things to create envy or from other people, that is not from God.
那任何的这种嫉妒、纷争、批评、论断呢，都不是从神来的。
And finally, let peace rule your heart.
最后呢，要让平安要来做你的主。
And same, it's like put on love. Now you have to put on peace. Husband and wife must serve each other, appreciate each other, because that's a command from God.
就用平安来做你的主。那这里讲到呢，夫妻要彼此的来欣赏，要有和平，这是神的命令。
And one side issue I want to mention, because that's important for our Christian life, is that the What is the relationship between peace and more?
Peace and the what?
And more.
I don't understand. I don't get to the word.
Means peaceful life is a simple life.
哦、oh, ，OK， 就是说，一个平安的生命呢，就是一个简单的生命。
Having much is not a recipe for peace.
那你有很多，这并不是一个给平安的一个处方。
We must be content because the more you have, the more you have to take care of that.
因为你有的越多，你就要越去这个去操心。
The more you have, you must put spend time with it.
你有的越多，你就是越要花时间在上面。
The more you have, you have to pay for it too.
你越有的话呢，你要就是在这里面要花很多的精力。
And longer, you have to pay for longer.
这你就要更加的忍耐更多。
So in the Bible, it advises us to live a simple life, be content many, many instances in the New Testament.
在新约里面好多地方讲到呢，就是说你要学习去知足。
And First John talk about do not love the world, because when you love the world,You don't have time for God.
在 这个约翰一书里面讲到，不要挨着世界，当你挨着世界的时候，你就没有时间给神了。
So in God's principle is that the more you have, the less you have for God.
也就是说，你拥有的越多呢，你给神的就越少。
The more you own, the less time you have for God.
就说你拥有的越多，给神的时间越少。
Because what counts is eternal reward, not the temporary reward.
因为我们需要的是神给的永久的赏赐，不是这个。
Finally, I give my example. I was in the motel business.
那最后呢，我就是给我自己的例子做一个例子。
In the motel business, you come to stay for 10 days, you're gone. That is very simple.
因为在这个做这个旅馆生意的时候呢，就是人来到旅馆里面就住个十来天就走了。
But some people make it very complicated.
那有的人呢，把这个做得非常的复杂。
And one of our customers,And she came to decorate the whole room.
那有一个我们那个顾客呢，就是来以后，他把他的房间呢就做了装饰。
Change the garbage bin.
Change what?
The garbage bin. He change it.
哦，把这个垃圾桶也换了。
And she spent.Money to buy a very expensive garbage bin is automatic with artificial intelligence. When you say something, they'll open and up and down.
他就花了钱呢，买了一个能够有这个自动控制的一个垃圾桶。你讲话，它就开了。
In the toilet, seat, she changed it to gold.
在这个厕所的坐垫上面呢，他用金做了金子的。
不是 ，of course this is not real gold. She make it a very expensive, a golden.
他把它做成金色的，当然不是真的金子，但是做成金色的也是很花钱的。
She changed the mattress.
他把这个床垫呢也改了。
She put.In a lot of painting on the wall.
那墙上呢，他也做了很多他的艺术作品，画了很多东西。
And buy very expensive carpet.
他就是买很多的这个贵的东西。
The whole room is totally transformed into a luxury hotel room.
他就把整个的房间盖成一个奢侈的。一个旅馆房间。
And I asked her why do you do that in around 2 weeks? You are gone.
我就问她说，你在这两个星期里面，你为什么要做这些事情呢？两个星期你就走了。
I appreciate her honesty.
我非常的欣赏她的这个诚实。
She said, I like it.
她说，我喜欢这样做。
That's the way I want to live.
这是我的生活方式。
I said, after 2 weeks, we'll throw away all these things. He said, okay with you. She said, no problem.
我说两个星期之后我们把这些东西就都扔掉了。
We calculate she probably spend the money to decorate room more than the rent.
他在这个装饰说花的钱呢可能比他的这个租金还要贵。
Now, you understand what I'm saying, that she focused on the temporary thing and wasting her time on things not important, not permanent, not eternal.
但是你要理解，就是他把他的时间、金钱花在这个暂时的这些东西上面，没有在这个永恒的东西上面。
The Bible said what is not eternal is eternally useless.
圣经上讲呢，就是说 任何一个不是永恒的东西呢，它是在永恒里面是没有用的。
Remember, we must die, we like it or not. We cannot bring anything with us.
就是我们有一天要去世，我们不会带着任何东西离开这个
世界。But the miserable thing is, when you go to heaven, you just barely safe because you spend all the time for yourself, not for God.
但是呢，可能最悲惨的事情是到天堂里面就发现你把所有的时间都浪费在自己的身上，没有花在身上。
And some people live a simple life, they're reward in heaven, and they're happy in this life too. But that's no reward in heaven. Some receive a rich welcome.
那有些人在地上过一个简单的生活，但是在这个天上呢，他们得到一个非常丰富的一个欢迎。
That's why the Holy Spirit warned the church and warned us not to be half-hearted.
所以神呢就说来警告我们，不要来三心两意。
You think you are rich, but yet you are poor in God's eye.
所以圣经里面讲呢，你认为你自己是富足的，但是在神的眼前是贫穷的。
You think you have more, but God said you have nothing.
你自己觉得你有很多，但是呢，神说你可能什么都没有。
So we must focus on bring peace, bring love, spend time with God instead of the earthly thing.
所以我们要花时间在神的面前，要带下平安和平，平安。
That's why the Bible advises a peaceful life is a happy life.
所以圣经里面讲的一个平安的生命呢，是一个幸福的生命。
It's a simple life.
是一个简单的生命。
But it will be rewarded in heaven.
但是呢，在天上会得到赏赐。
Because your time spent is spent with God to serving Him, to love people, to preach the gospel.
因为你的时间花在去爱神、爱人，去来传讲福音。
Bring people to Christ.
把人呢带向耶稣基督。
Therefore, brother and sister, watch your time, how you spend it, and see whether.You will have an eternal reward instead of just the earthly thing.
所以弟兄姐妹，你要来小心，怎么样来使用你在地上的时间，是要得到永恒的赏赐呢？还是只是得到地上暂时的东西？
In conclusion, as the children of God, we bring peace and love and joy and spend time.According to this principle, then your life will be abundant.
做个总结呢，就是按照神的能力呢，我们把这一个平安，包括爱和喜乐带到我们的生命里面呢，这就是通过一个丰盛的生命。
Thank you, Pastor Wen. Thank you.
感谢，谢谢王炳牧师。Thank you, Duncan. It's a wonderful message. 是一个非常重要的一篇信息。安娜在吗？
阿文在。他那个，牧师，我可以发言没事。那个安娜，
我可以，我可以
。对吗？
对，现在可以。
这是一篇很重要的信息。
It's a very important message.
真的，当看弟兄就是讲神的道。
So Brother Duncan has preached God's word.
当我们听到神的话语，我们要放在心里面。
When we hear the God's words of God, we have to put it in our heart.
好了，我们也祷告神呢，就让我们来兴出来。
And we'll pray that we will be able to exercise what we have heard.
如果你听到的时候，哪些话你觉得是针对你讲的话呢？那就对了。
If you hear the words that you felt is targeted to you, like cut to your heart, then you should pay attention.
那就说你就知道圣灵在向你讲话，讲话的目的不是要来定你的罪，而是要来提醒你，提醒我。
So, So you know that when you think the words is targeted to you, that means that the Holy Spirit is speaking to you. Then you pay attention and
因为神要把平安来赐给我们。
Because God is going to give us the peace.
所以呢，我们靠着圣灵呢，我们就来神就让我们把这个平安带到我们的生命里。
So through the Holy Spirit, we will bring this peace into our lives.
在我们听到的时候呢，第一个就是我们要为自己听，不是为别人听，非常重要。
So when we hear a message, you have to first of all know that you are listening the words for yourself, not for someone else.
所以你听到的时候，你不要想别人怎么样，别人有没有平安，有没有基督放在你，想自己有没有这些东西。
So when you hear this, first of all, think about yourself, whether you have peace in your heart or not, instead of thinking, oh, if the message should be for someone else, if that person has peace or what.
那所以当我们跟神的这个有这个平安的时候，我们把平安就带给了别人。
So when we have the peace of God, then we will bring peace to other people.
那不管别人有没有平安，我们先要有平安。
No matter whether other people have peace or not, you first of all you have to have the peace first.
所以我们听到的时候呢，让圣灵来浇灌我们自己，让圣来鉴察我们的心。
So when we hear the words, first of all, we have to examine ourselves by the Holy Spirit and by God.
就像刚才圣经里面讲的，我们做不是做给人看的，是做给主的。
So just what we have said early on, we are doing things not by human approval, but we are doing it for the approval of our Heavenly Father.
所以先要跟神要有一个平安。
So that's why we first of all, we have to have the peace with God first.
跟神有平安的时候，我们把这个平安就带给别人。
When we have peace with God, then we can bring peace to other people.
那我们来看待周围的事情的时候呢，我们就以一个神的眼光，一个爱心来看待。
That's how we can have a godly perspectives on things and people around us.
所以我们感谢神，今天是父亲节呢，我们希望大家有一些分享，感恩和分享。
So today is the Father's Day, so we would really appreciate if you have something to share about fathers.
那我觉得今天呢，就说真正是为我们做父亲的呢，大家要为我们做父亲的来祷告。
And I felt that we should be praying for us, those who are fathers among us.
有一次我记得我在多家的时候给那些姐妹们讲了一篇道，男人的心声。
I remember while I was preaching in Dorcas ministry, I talked about a message is about how man really feels from their heart.
因为在这个世界上男人面临着很多的挑战和压力。
Because in this world, man is under a lot of challenges and stress.
有的做老板的，他有很多的压力。
So some of them maybe are their business owners, they are under a lot of stress.
有时候你走过一条街道，过去熟悉的一条街道，你发现那些门面已经都不见了。就是那些老板呢，他们已经开不下去了，有的呢就卖给别人。
Sometimes when you walk past the street, you will see that all the business signs have changed, meaning that all of these business owners have probably sold their business.
这些老板是很多很多都是人的为人支付的。
And most of these business owners are fathers of someone else.
所以我觉得做父亲是一件不容易的事情，特别在这个社会上。
That's why I felt to be a father, especially in this generation, is a very difficult thing.
没有神的话，真的很难，有神都难，何况没有神呢？
So it's hard enough. for those who have a Heavenly Father, just how much harder could it be for those who do not know God?
我要讲一个小小的故事，这个故事在我的心里面永远都在那个地方，它是关于一个父亲的故事。
So I want to share a story of a father. So this story has always impacted me in my heart.
那我刚到温哥华的时候呢，我的车坏了，要去修车。
So when I first came to Vancouver, my car broke down, so I have to bring it for service.
那是2000年的时候，我刚来到温哥华，那时候经济也比较困难。
That was in the year 2000. I just recently came to Vancouver and I was poor.
所以呢，我就先省钱，对吧？我就先跟他讲价。我们夫妻俩呢，就要讲价，要少花一点钱，对吧 ？Hello.
So I want to save some money, so my wife and I was trying to talk to him for a better deal.
但是这个老板呢，我记得是一个年轻的父亲，一个加拿大当地人，他就一直跟我讲，他说我收的这个价格是非常合理的，而且我收来呢，我做什么做什么做什么。
So I remember this man was trying to explain to me that his price is very reasonable, and he's a young father. So he's telling me that this money can be doing this and that.
那其中他讲到一些，他说我设了一个基金，是给这些孩子们的，因为我呢离婚了，我不能常常见到我的孩子。但是呢，我真的非常爱我的孩子，我对所有这些孩子呢都有负担，所以我设立一个基金，包括我挣的钱，我们公司挣的多余的钱都会放在这个基金里面。
So he explained to me that he has set up a foundation for children. So he was recently divorced and he had a child that but he couldn't visit. He has set a foundation for his kid and also children are similar like that because he has a heart for those children as well. So whatever earning that he has or the profit the company makes, they will put it aside and to put into that foundation.
我记得那个时候我跟他来来去去有很长的交流。
I remember we had a long conversation.
他的眼里面充满了泪水。想要说服我多付钱。
So he was full of tears and trying to persuade me to pay.
那我呢是想少付钱。
But I wanna save, so I wanna pay less.
我当时不是一个父亲，但是呢，我是一个 father to be， 我将要成为父亲。
So I wasn't a father yet at the time, but I was a father to be.
Anyway, 我就这一幕记得非常非常的清楚，就是说一个父亲所面临的很多的挑战。
But anyway, this moment has, I will vividly remember this moment because I know that how hard it is to be a father.
所以今天我们特别的要为我们的父亲们来祝福。
So today we want to bless, especially bless our fathers among us.
刚才弟兄也是分享的，我们不要有贪心，这是圣经里面讲的。
So early on, Brother Duncan has shared that we should not covet, which is also said in the Bible.
但是如果没有神在我们的里面的话，我们怎么知道我们足够还是不足够呢？
But without God, how can we know that if we have enough or not?
什么时候才算贪呢？什么时候是根本不够呢？
So at what point we do not have enough, or at what point that we are actually lasting for something?
所以我们真的是非常需要我们的天上的父来把这样一个爱和平安要灌在我们的心里面。
That's why we need our Heavenly Father to bring down the love and peace in our hearts.
今天我们在读经的时候读到一句话，我觉着这个是对我来说是第一次读到这句话，就是说 我觉得非常特别，就是关于一个神的平安，神是一个赐平安的神。
So today I read about a Bible verse, and it happens to me like it seems that I first read it. So it's something to do with peace.
今天可能大家都在读经，读到这个创世纪，我们教会的读经读到创世纪四十一章呢，就是法老做了梦，问约瑟，问约瑟怎么解，他因为很没有平安，很 worried。
So probably you all have read this as well. So it's in our reading schedules, Genesis chapter 41. So Pharaoh had a dream. So he was worried. He was stressed. So he needs answers.
那今天早上我也在群里面有一些分享，可能有人听，有人没听，但是那个分享是一个非常新的一个亮光。我从来没有看见过这样的亮光，我就给大家分享了一下。
So I have actually shared with you WeChat this morning, but maybe some of you haven't heard it yet. It's quite important insight for me because I have never received this kind of a revelation before.
那我想可能今天成为一个父亲，在这个世界上呢，神有时候把一些东西启示出来，像法老、约瑟这种对话里面。让我作为一个父亲呢，要去了解，就是世界上做法老当时的一个心情，世界上的人，他们挣扎什么？作为一个管理的人在挣扎什么？作为约瑟，他的平安从哪里来
？So I believe that the Lord is revealing this to me, so that what happens between Joseph and the Pharaoh. So as a Pharaoh.As a leader in the land, so what is he trying to feel at the time, and also as a leader, so what they supposed to do in response?
那我当时分享了两点。第一点呢，就是说约瑟给法老讲呢，神必将平安的话回答法老，要把平安的话要回答你。
So this is what Joseph replied, and Joseph said that.God is surely going to bring you peace, answer you with peace.
你知道就是说法老是一个不认识神的君王、但是呢约瑟说神会把平安的话赐给你。
So you have to know that Pharaoh is a man who did not recognize God, but yet Joseph replied to him and saying that God will give you Pharaoh the answer.He desired or the peaceful answers.
那神的心里面永远是要赐下平安，不管是外邦人还是主的百姓，他都是要赐下平安。
So this is God's desire to bring down peace, whether to Gentiles or to believers.
他的这个平安是他的爱里面出来的，他对所有的人都是爱的。
So peace is from him out of love because he is loving to all men.
那但是呢，人能不能听懂神平安的话
？But can a man receive the peaceful words from God?
今天我们听到的时候，我们听到的是平安的话吗
？So when we hear the words today, do you hear words of peace?
我相信当肯弟兄呢，神。让他讲，他是要讲把平安要带下，他的心里面是要把爱和平安要带下，是为了大家的平安和好处。
So I believe what Duncan has shared is to bring down peace to all of you, because his heart is full of peace.
所以，当我们亲近神的时候，永远是在亲近一位赐平安的神。
So when we get close to God, we have to know that He's always a God who give us peace.
所以这种不平安是哪里来的呢？是人离开了神才有不平安。
So why is it that you feel insecure or have no peace? It's because that you are away from God.
那第二点我分享的呢，很有意思，就是说这个法老啊，他在把他的梦第一次告诉人的时候。和第二次告诉人的时候呢，它是不一样的，一些梦里面一些细节不一样。
So second of all, I want to share that when the Pharaoh had a dream and when he explained to man, he explained twice. The first time and the second time, there are things that do not match. Like the details, some of the details do not match.
他那些好的东西呢，记得就是他两次讲的时候都是一样的。但是负面的东西呢，第二次讲的时候他会有点夸大。
So the good things,both times he shared the same, but when the bad things happen in the dream, the second time when he shared, it seems that he kind of magnify the bad things.
大家有机会读的时候呢，你要仔细去读，神的话很奇妙，我从来没有看见过这一点。他就写在那里，就是第二次讲这个负面的话的时候呢，他会夸大一些，包括亚当夏娃。夏娃在受魔鬼的引诱讲负面的话的时候，他都夸大了很多。
So this is inside. I it's a new revelation for me. If you have time, you can go back and read it again. So when he shared the second time about the negative things that in his dream, he actually make it worse. It's also similar to Adam and Eve. So when they eat the forbidden fruit, so basically they kind of magnify.You know what happened?
他们把神里面负面的东西呢夸大很多。神的话里说你要死啊，不能吃。他就说你不能吃也不能摸，他加了很多。
So, so God said that the fruit that you should not eat, but then, they remember it as you cannot touch, you cannot eat, and if you eat, you will die and stuff like that.
所以呢，我们要相信，就是说，我们从法老里面就知道，就是说，我们人呢，当没有神的时候啊，负面的东西让我们 worry 了以后更负面。
So that's why we have to know that if we away from God, some negative things will make you worry, and then you will without God, you will start to worry even more.
今天我们在家里面做父亲的，或者做妻子的，做孩子的。当我们亲近神的时候呢，我们把正面的东西越来越清楚，负面的东西越来越缩小。如果不亲近主呢，他负面的东西越来越大。
So as a father, as a wife, as children, so if you go closer to God, and all the positive things will become bigger, and negative things become smaller, but vice versa, if you're away from God, all the negative things start to build up and gets even worse.
那今天呢，我们真的像刚才这个讲的道理，我们要用这个祝福的话啊，平安的话，要带下平安，特别给我们的父亲们要带下平安。
That's what the word have said today. So we have to bring down peace and love, especially peace and love to our fathers.
很多的家庭已经没有了父亲。
So to a lot of families, their fathers are no longer here.
就是他们的父亲不在家。
So it means their father is absent from homes.
那但多少的人能够把平安的话语、平安带到他们这些父亲的心里？
So how many of you can bring down this word of peace to your fathers?
所以我们就是今天带着一个平安的福音呢，要把这个平安要带到所有的父亲心里面。
So we want to bring down the good news, the peaceful news to our fathers.
我们的父亲也要把神的平安带到自己的家里。
And our father will also bring down the peace to our families.
好，我们。
So let's pray.Oh, I don't know what happened. I cannot. 我听不见。
信号不太好。Anna 可以听见吗？现在？
我听见你了，但我听不见牧师。
哦，可能对牧师那边可能信号不太好，我们再稍等一下。
是我这边信号不好。
哎，好了，可以了，牧师，现在可以了。对
，OK，
那边好了，对，可以了。
我们特别为。父亲们来祝福。那我觉得我们
so we will especially bless our fathers.
在接受父亲们的祝福的时候呢，我们要想到，我们也要接受，每一个人都要接受这样的祝福，因为我们是一体的。
So So before we bless our fathers, we have to know that we'll each reward the blessings because we are a united body. We are one body.
父亲幸福，我们就幸福。我们幸福，我们的父亲就幸福。
If we're happy, then our father is happy. If our father is happy, we are happy.
当我们幸福的时候，我们天上的父亲也高兴。
So when we're happy, our heavenly father will also be happy.
所以我们要来祝福我们今天的所有的在座的父亲。
So we have to bless all our fathers here today.
愿父亲们呢，我们每个人都伸出手来接受这个我们天父而来的祝福。
May all the fathers stretch out your hand and receive the blessing from our heavenly father.
主啊，是的，主，我作为你的仆人，今天来到你的面前。代表我们的弟兄姐妹，所有的父亲，献上我们的感恩。
Lord, I am here on behalf, of the congregations, to bless, all the fathers among us.
我们首先献上我们的感恩，因为你赐给我们新的盼望、新的生命、新的力量。
First, I want to share my gratitude because you have given us the new hope, the new strength, the new joy in us, new life in us.
神啊，是的，主，我们今天求你从天上来大大的倾倒祝福在所有父亲的身上。
We ask you to pour down your blessings from heaven unto all our fathers here today.
你知道他们心中的向往。你知道他们心中的困难。
You know, what their heart's desire is, and you know what, their struggles are.
你也知道他们心中所面临的挑战，也知道每一个人的处境。
You know, all of their situations and all the challenges and the problems that they are facing right now.
你知道每一个父亲对他们儿女的爱，对妻子的爱。
And you know all of their love for their children and for their wives.
虽然没有一个是完全的，但是他们已经把自己完全奉献了。
Even though none of them is perfect, but they have already given themselves completely to God.
包括那些离家出走的父母。他们因着一个爱家的心、爱孩子的心，但是呢被欺骗了。我们同样也祝福他。
So even to those people who may have already left their families, they have been deceived, by the enemies, but still we have to bless them as well.
主啊，是的，主，你说在末世的时候，你要让为父的心要装向儿女，儿女的心要装向父亲。
You said that in the end times that you will turn the father's heart into their children and children to their heart, fathers.
主啊，我们的祷告就是你，主啊，来向每一个父亲说呢和平的话，就像给法老说呢和平的话一样。
Lord, we ask you to speak a word of peace to all the fathers, just like what you have spoken to the pharaohs.
让我们不把那些负面的事情再次的放大。
So that we will not magnify our problems, but we will just go closer to you, Lord.
因为你在平安就在，你在能力就在。
Because if you are there, the peace is there. If you are there, the power is there.
神啊，你来祝福每一个父亲在这里，不光是年老的，还是年少的。
Lord, we bless each of our fathers here, whether they are young or at their advanced age.
特别的，你要来祝福这些年轻的父亲，因为他们的肩头上承担着更重的责任，将来面对的世界更加的挑战。
Especially the younger generations, because they are going to face even more challenges in their coming days.
你也祝福我们中间年老的父亲。让我们真正有一个为父的心来陪伴这些年少的来往前行。
Also bless the elderly fathers among us, Lord, so that they can be stand side by side with the younger generation to walk the path.
我们的心里面，我们的嘴里面， 没有论断，盲有的是理解和怜悯的爱。
So in our hearts and our mouth, there will be no judgment, but a full of mercy and love.
我们的手不是去指责人，而是去扶持人。
So our hands will not, point to their mistakes, but help to help them and to guide them.
我们的手不再是这样指出去，而是这样去扶别人。
So our words will not point them out, but, guide them in, bring them in.
因为我们这些年轻的父亲，他们需要的是扶持。
Because the young fathers, what they need is to, be helped, by the elders, fathers among us.
以前耶稣基督在克西马尼园的时候，他要上十字架的时候，他不断的祷告。天上的父亲就加给他力量，使天使来加给他力量，度过这样的难关。
So when before Jesus was crucified while he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and praying, that when he prayed, the Heavenly Father and also the angels came and gave him the power so that he was able to overcome.
我们今天再次不管是男女还是老少。我们都要成为这样一个加力量给人的人。
No matter we are men or women or young, we are going to be people who can be bring a power, comfort to other people.
就像天父加力量给耶稣一样，我们今天加力量给我们中间所有的父亲。
Just like what Heavenly Father did to Jesus when he strengthening him, we will be just like that, and we will be strengthening people that who are around us.
主啊，就像我刚才讲的那个父亲一样，他每一块钱其实都要用在该用的地方。
Just what I have shared about the father early on. So every dollar that he makes, he's going to use it in the right place.
我要节省钱，也是要把钱用在该用的地方。
So I want to save money, and also, it's because I want to put the money in where it should go.
我们连这样一个抗见，这样一个矛盾，谁能解决呢？唯有天上的父，把能力、平安和爱赐在我们的中间。
So this kind of problem between us, who can be able to solve? Only Heavenly God can help us.
主啊，是的，主，唯有你的爱能够解决。
Only by your love, these problems can be solved.
也谢谢你，你在圣经里面记载最清楚的时候，都是你教导彼得怎么样来打鱼，因为你顾念你门徒的吃饭问题。
So, all your teachings in the Bibles, when, Peter was out fishing, because your aim is to help your disciples to be able to make a living.
而且彼得很可能是一个父亲，因为他结婚成家，他是门徒里面最老的。
And Peter is probably also a father. He was married, and he's probably the oldest among all the disciples.
所以神你就教导他怎么打鱼。
So that's why, Lord, you teach him how to fish.
感谢主，你让彼得成了一个顺服的人，他听了你的话就打了很多的鱼。
So, praise you that you, Peter was able to submit, and by your words, he was able to get a lot of fish.
所以你就再次的来叮嘱他，你爱我吗？爱我比爱这些更多吗？
That's why you have asked him, Peter, do you love me more than this?
后来以至于你不断加给他信心，他成了一个为你殉道的使徒。
So you continue to give him the faith, and he became a martyr to who sacrificed himself for you.
他知道因为你多次的供给他生活上一切的需要。
Because he knew that you have continued to supply what he needs in life.
主啊，我们谢谢你，哈利路亚！今天你特别的来祝福我们的父亲。
So we thank you. We ask you to especially bless our fathers today.
也让我们的父亲成为第一个 站在你面前的人像以利亚一样，不是站在人的面前，是站在天父的面前。
And also may also our fathers become a man who can stand, before you. The first person stand before in our family, just like Elijah, who stand before you, not standing so before people.
让我们知道我们所服侍的是永生的神，我们不是服侍的是人。
We are, you are the God that we are serving. We are not serving people.
我们所做的一切都是要荣耀我们的神。
All the things that we do is to glorify you, our Lord.
你会来负责我们一切的生活所需。
And you will be responsible for all the things that we need in life.
主啊，我们谢谢你，祝福我们中间的姐妹们。
So we thank you, also bless our sisters among us.
我知道你会让我们的姐妹们真的成为就是属神的姐妹们。
I know that you will help the older sisters among us to become a women of God.
让他们的丈夫想到他们的时候，就像箴言里面写的智慧的妇人，她心里就得安慰，她也不缺少任何的力量。
So just like the Bible has said that when their husbands thought of her, thought of them, his heart will be complete and have no worry in their heart.
今天我们中间不管是结婚的还是不结婚的，都要接受这样天父的祝福。
So whether you are married or not married, you will all receive this kind of blessing from the Lord.
因为要来承受你来的平安，要把平安和睦带给别人。
You will receive your peace and you will also bring down peace to other people.
主啊，今天在这个父亲节的日子里面，主啊，你听见了我们的祷告，主啊，你必要按照你的应许成就在我们的中间。
So in the Father's Day today, that you have heard our prayers and you will also accomplish this among us.
我们奉着我们主耶稣创始成终主耶稣的名来祷告。
We will pray in the name of our Heavenly Father.The,
Amen.
Yeah, Amen.